Welcome to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil, the official Monster Jam podcast. I'm Scott Jordan. My guests this week are on their second international series, and they have helped usher Marvel back into Monster Jam. We go to the Great Clips hotline all the way across the pond to Birmingham, England, to welcome in Thor's Miranda Kozad and Iron Man's Brandon Arthur. Welcome to Inside Monster Jam. I know you guys have had a long day, but thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yep. We're excited.
Yeah, let's get right to it. We just kicked off the international series in Costa Rica, and it was a big event for both of you. Miranda, we're going to start with you, but you won a freestyle competition, and you've won a few of those last year. So talk a little bit about coming back in your second year now, and we'll get to Marvel in a little bit, your second year on the international tour and what it meant to come in and win freestyle right away.
Oh man, it's been about 3 months since I've driven. So coming in and winning freestyle, that definitely helped my ego a little bit. You know, it's a tough tour. We have some great drivers obviously on this tour. So being able to pull off a freestyle win was incredible. Yeah, it was awesome. And then I got to see this guy do his first backflip. So that was landed also.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a big deal. I was in Hartford and word came down that you did your first backflip. We talked about it a little bit. So let's talk about leading up to that backflip, Brandon. Did you know you were going to do it prior to the run, or was it something that you just felt like, hey, this is my chance, let's get it done?
Actually, I got a call on Thursday, letting me know that there was an opportunity that I could be able to do one possibly this weekend. And we were kind of forbidden weather. You know, obviously down there, we're kind of always unsure about the weather, and we got blessed. You know, we had no rain all weekend, and you know, we couldn't have asked for a perfect weather all weekend. But so I got told Sunday morning before our event and that I was going to be able to do a flip. And I could tell you what, I was nervous all day for that. And I was excited, nervous, you know, looking forward to it all at the same time, and just really wanted to be able to stick it. And we were able to. So all the nerves went away, and it was an awesome experience for sure.
You did great.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course he did. And then you're right there to hype him up. So Miranda's like your own personal cheerleader,
Man.
Brandon, how do you prepare for that? Because you get a phone call. It's not like you can just go hop in a simulator and practice your backflip. I'm sure it had been a while, if ever, since you'd ever really practiced to do one. So what was that prep like for you to try and iron in this backflip and nail it, you know?
Luckily enough, I was able to get a practice one on Friday before our event on Friday. And it didn't go the greatest. It wasn't really anything we did wrong. It just twisted on me. And, you know, and we went back, watched a bunch of film. And actually, I was studying film all Friday, Saturday before I was able to do one. So just watching a lot of other competitors go out and do backflips and learning how they do it and trying to study it so I can emulate it when I go out and do it. And I was able to do it, luckily enough, you know, and make it stick. But it was definitely nervous. Mentally, it was hard to prepare, you know, and, you know, having the pressure of going out and trying to do your freestyle run and knowing in the back of your mind that, you know, you got to try and keep the truck together and make it to the final and make it to the end to be able to do that backflip. And, you know, and then doing the U-turn right before you hit the ramp and letting the nerves get to you and lining up for it is definitely a very thrilling experience.
Were you able to watch any of Miranda's backflips? Did she give any pointers with that?
Yeah, so I talked a lot to Miranda, Blake, Chucky, Matt, and, you know, talked to them a lot. And Bari, obviously, was out there too. And we all talked a lot, just asked them little questions about, you know, what can I do, what will help. And then watching Miranda and watching Bari and Blake and Charlie go out and land them, you know, the days before makes you a little less nervous to go out and hit it. You know, you're not the first one like she was to go out there and do it right away in the first event. So that part was nice.
Well, Miranda, you mentioned you hadn't been in the truck for 3 months. That's no easy win to come out after a 3 month layoff. I know muscle memory starts to take over a little bit, but what kind of rust were you having to deal with when you got back in the truck?
Well, a lot of the other drivers too, not Brandon, but a lot of the other drivers have been driving and filling in. I'm sure a lot of people have seen. So they've been knocking the rust off for the last couple months. So we were coming in kind of, you know, like you said, had to knock the rust off. And it was, like you said, it's just like riding a bicycle though. You know, I mean, I got right in there and I'm like, oh man, so happy that I got to win that freestyle. So I didn't land the backflip though, actually. So yeah. And so the backflip, the ramp was actually twisting everybody. So him landing it was pretty awesome because it was far and few between that weekend.
So are you blaming the ramp, Miranda, that you didn't land the backflip? Are you pushing accountability?
That's right.
To the ramp?
That's right.
All right, Brandon, what do you think about that? You're the one that stuck the backflip. So let's talk about that claim. She's claiming the ramp twisted everybody up, but somehow Brandon manages to guide Iron Man right up to the ramp on the first time and land it. So Brandon, obviously the ramp didn't give you any fits.
I did a little bit. It twisted it a little bit for me, but I think I just got lucky with my twist, and it came around and did a little bounce and spun the truck around, but we were able to stick it on all four, and Miranda didn't get quite so lucky and landed a little bit more on the side than I did. So, you know, sometimes it's a give and take situation where you got to give a little bit and take a little bit, and it took from her and gave a little bit to me, so I'll take it.
Yeah. You know what? His first one, I'm happy for him.
All right, well, great. That's awesome. I'm glad the ramp was completely at fault. We'll talk about that another time. Coming up next, we're going to preview the International Series. Stay right where you are. More Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil, is next. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I'm joined this week on the Great Clips Hotline by Miranda Kozad and Brandon Arthur as we talk about the International Series. So let's talk about your competitors on this series. Obviously, you know, so some very tough competition, and it you know, you have most of the core is there. I know Bari is kind of coming in and out throughout the international tour. So let's line this up. You got Matt Cody driving Gravedigger, Bari Moussauer in Black Panther, Chelsea Van Cleve El Toro Loco, Blake Ranger in Max D, Charlie Puck in Megalodon, Bernard Light, the Amazing Spider-Man. So let's go down that. Let's talk a little bit about Matt Cody first, because here's a guy who grew up on the independent scene in Hagerstown and had an opportunity now to step into Gravedigger. And he's another driver now going back and forth. He's on Arena Championship Series West, and he's going back and forth, so some brutal travel for him. But what's it like competing with Matt? Because we saw him shine in London and win the event championship.
Yeah, honestly, I can say, I mean, he's always been an amazing driver, but this year he's really flourished. And I mean, he's tough. He is. I mean, not just because he drives Gravedigger either. He's a really tough competitor.
Yeah, you know, he's doing a great job managing the travel, like you said. And, you know, there's a reason he got picked up stateside to be able to go fill in that spot, you know, and, He's very good. He's earned it. He's done a great job. And, you know, it's pretty awesome, though. I think we have a pretty unique dynamic between all of us that we're all pretty great friends. You know, we all get along greatly. And I think one thing for me about being newer, you know, someone that's like a year is, you know, I have all these guys to rely on. I have Bari, I have Miranda, I have Matt, I have Blake, I have Chucky, I have Chelsea. You know, we all can lean on each other and ask questions to each other. And I think that's one of the best parts about this tour dynamic that we have is, you know, it's all, everybody's all about helping each other and making us all better at the end of the day. So that's pretty awesome.
Blake Ranger is on quite a streak. He took 2 out of 3 event championships in Costa Rica. I was with him in Hartford. He won 2 out of 3 event championships there. He led the international series last year in, I think, freestyle wins and overall event championships. So definitely when it comes to Blake Ranger, you have your work cut out for you. So I know Blake is sort of taken on a mentor role. I talked a little bit about that with him, but he is a competitor. He's a cutthroat competitor who does not like to lose. So what's it like lining up against him?
Like you said, he's on a streak right now, which we hope to break that this weekend, maybe, you know, but he's very tough. And I mean, there's a reason he drives Max D, you know, just like Matt Cody, there's a reason he drives Gravedigger and Max D.
All right, let's talk about Chelsea Van Cleve, Brandon, for you, because she's a driver who came in with you last year. So you were both rookies on the International Series. And I know it's one thing to be a rookie domestically and be a little closer to home, but you guys were out there together in your rookie season, thousands of miles away from home, you know, on this giant stage where the world is watching you. So what was it like sharing that experience with Chelsea in your rookie season?
Oh, you know, it's been awesome. It's been an awesome blessing to be able to have her with us. You know, she brings great energy for all of us around, you know, and when she's not there on a couple of weekends, we definitely feel her missing. And, you know, we definitely got shoved in head first into the deep end of the pool on this one, you know, going internationally right away. And, you know, and I keep telling her and, you know, we keep talking about it. I think it's a blessing for both of us, you know, to have this amazing opportunity to be able to do this internationally. For both of us is pretty awesome. So that opportunity is great.
I know you've done Costa Rica. You're in England right now. I know some of the advertised dates, Zurich, Switzerland, Abu Dhabi, Arnhem, Hamburg. For now, that's what's up on the website. I know more dates will be announced throughout the International Series. What is one place that you absolutely cannot wait to go that you've never been to before?
I would love Switzerland. Yeah. So Switzerland's would be pretty cool. We don't have much time there, which is kind of unfortunate, but, I definitely, hopefully get, you know, we get to see at least something pretty cool there because it's beautiful.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, all of them are pretty incredible. You know, we get to go to all these beautiful countries and these beautiful cities in these countries and get to go around and explore and, you know, spend a little bit of time and learn about them. And I think that's the most incredible part about being on the international tour is just the opportunities we've been given to travel and experience all these different cultures and countries. And it's hard to pick a favorite. They're all pretty great.
Brandon and Miranda are about to hit the Monster Gun for the first time this weekend. We're going to talk about that in Marvel Year 2 that is coming up next on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I'm Scott Jordan. I am joined on the Grey Clips hotline from Birmingham, United Kingdom, by Brandon Arthur and Miranda Kozad. This weekend, you are in Birmingham. It is the debut of Ramped Up. It's the debut of the Monster Gone, the first non-dirt track in Monster Jam. Now, we're going to do an entire episode on this on location from the track with Jamie Dawson coming up. But I do want to touch on it with you because you were here in Lakeland when they tested this. So talk a little bit about your experience. And Brandon, we'll start with you when it comes to the Monster Gone.
When we were in Lakeland, it was pretty incredible. You know, we all kind of went in blindly into this, you know, not knowing what we're really stepping into and what's really going to happen. And I can tell you after the first couple of times that we got to use the Monster Gone, it was pretty incredible. You know, it was pretty comparable to what it feels like to be on a dirt pod. And, you know, to be able to do everything that we can do between the Monster Gone and a dirt pod is very relatable. And I think that was one of the best parts. And, you know, we got to give our hats off and kudos to the design team that worked very hard and endlessly on this Monster Gone to make it happen. And, you know, I think they nailed it. I think Birmingham's going to be shocked about how incredible it is this weekend when we debut it.
And Miranda, what about you? What was your experience?
Honestly, the same exact thing. We didn't know what to expect when we were going into it. You know, it sounds like, you know, like a metal pod and concrete. Like, well, what is this going to be? But like you said, I mean, it reacts a lot like the dirt pod and looks a lot kind of like it. So, I mean, it's going to be an incredible experience, I honestly feel. And it's going to open up a lot of doors for Monster Jam to in the future. It's going to be an incredible experience. I'm excited.
Two things I want to touch on before we move on. First of all, when it comes to racing, which is, you know, outside of the Monster Gone, what is racing like? Is it like you're on a dirt surface? Is it more or less you're on a street level? What does that feel like racing and going around and around on the oval?
It's kind of like an in-between experience. You know, it's, you know, you don't get the track changes like you do in a dirt floor. Obviously, you know, it stays pretty consistent the whole time. So it's more or less kind of learning how the concrete works with the truck and how the truck wants to drive on that specific concrete that we're going to be on, you know, each weekend. And I think the nice part about it is consistent. You know, you're going to go out on the floor knowing every time what it's going to do. You just, you know, it may take a little bit to kind of learn that feeling, but once you know what it's going to do, it's going to be super consistent. I think it's going to lead for some really great and competitive racing.
My final question about the Monster Gone, Miranda, for you, when you land the truck, what is the difference in feeling for you? I know dirt sometimes does offer a little bit of a cushion. So what does it feel like comparatively when you land something, when you land the jump on this flat surface?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I thought it was going to be kind of brutal when we landed, but it honestly is not. It's not bad. I mean, would you kind of second that too?
Yeah, I agree.
We were all pretty kind of like shocked that when we landed and it's a little more, I mean, I guess more forgiving, I guess, is that the word for it? Yeah, forgiving than we had thought. So I feel like it's pretty comparable to the dirt.
And I think the nice part is it's repetitive. You know, you know the ramps don't change. You kind of know exactly what you're going to hit every time. So it's going to be nice for, you know, once we get dialed in on it, you know, it's going to be super consistent. We're going to be able to do incredible things on there that, you know, that are hard to emulate in a dirt floor because the pod breaks down that we're going to be able to do on the Monster Gone.
I'm excited to see it, and I'm going to do a cheap plug here for all you folks watching at home and listening. You can get all the exclusive news on the Monster Gone Ramped Up next week when I talk to Jamie Dalsing and Eric Meager here about all of that. So that's going to be Welcome to the Monster Gone, which is one of my favorite episode titles ever. I sit in front of my computer and I think of these cool titles, and Welcome to the Monster Gone just got me excited. Yep. Let's get to Marvel Year 2. We announced it on this show that you guys were going to be driving these Marvel Monster Jam trucks. And when we announced the four drivers and we had you and Bari, you know, Bari and Black Panther, Bernard Light and the Amazing Spider-Man, I think there were just a lot of eyeballs that were focused on the two of you because it was a big spot for you, Brandon, especially being a rookie to come into Iron Man, you know, this huge IP that now comes into Monster Jam. And Miranda, for you as well, because you've been around for a long time. You've been on the arena circuit, Triple Threat series as well. But when we think of Thor, we think of this brooding superhero. And we get you, who are an amazing driver, very charming. You got the blonde locks. But I think there were some questions from fans about, you know, do these two belong? And you guys went out and did absolutely nothing but prove it. You proved yourself. Hats off to you. Congratulations. But what was that pressure like for you to step into Marvel and this universe and be a part of it?
I honestly feel like there was a lot of pressure, but I felt like I have always loved superheroes. So I felt like this is really kind of where I belonged, honestly. Like I love superheroes. I love Marvel. So it felt like a right fit. I mean, I think it for you too. I mean, I feel like it just felt right, you know, but like you said, it did take some proving myself and like showing the fans that, I have earned the title as Thor, to go out there and, lay the hammer down.
I like that. Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. It's been absolutely amazing. And I love all the trucks that I've driven before, but this is definitely by far my favorite.
Yeah. Brandon, what about
I've ever driven.
It was obviously big shoes to fill, big opportunity for myself. When I heard the announcement, I was kind of shocked. You know, I obviously didn't expect it to happen for me to have this opportunity, and I was very grateful for it. And like you said, there was a lot of pressure behind it, you know, especially being a rookie coming in and then also being international on stadium tours and, you know, all the arenas and everywhere we go internationally. And, I definitely felt a lot of pressure before this season even started, just specifically being on international. You know, I thought it was a great opportunity for myself, and I had some big shoes and some big presence to fill. And then the Marvel Monster Jam announcement collaboration was another shock to that. You know, it was just another one that's like, oh man, more pressure, you know, here we go. And I'm very grateful for it. I feel like it's been a great fit. I feel like I've loved every minute of it. It's been incredible. And like you said, it was big shoes to fill. And I feel like I've done a pretty good job representing Iron Man and myself in those shoes. And, and as far as year two comes, it's still learning, it's still pushing forward to get better and striving to be better. And, we're slowly getting the hang of it. You know, now we got the backflip under the belt, you know, we can do that some more now too. And, you know, just slowly adding tools to the arsenal and, you know, just trying everything we can to get better. And like you said, leaning on the guys we have around us, leaning on Miranda to be able to learn and to get more knowledge and get feedback on what I can do better and to be better. And it's been an awesome opportunity, and I was very blessed to have it.
Hey, and when I say that you two proved you that you belong, I mean, Brandon, you had 3 racing wins on the season. Miranda, you had 2 freestyle wins on the season. And then you guys get on the biggest stage, I would say, of the year in London, at London Stadium. The whole world is watching. We did it on YouTube. Adam and I were broadcasting it on YouTube, calling it, and you two make it to the racing finals. And I think you really showed there, because, I mean, there were big names on that tour. And I think going into it, your heavy favorites, Charlie Pocken and Barry Moussauer, and you guys just wiped the floor with them. And that's all. That's what the broadcast became for Adam and I was, my goodness, Brandon and Miranda are on this stage. Everybody's watching them. They got a lot of pressure on them, and they're pulling it off. So hats off to you. Let's briefly talk about London, because that was huge for Monster Jam and for you guys to be there in these new trucks, to debut them in Marvel, not only to debut them, but to debut them well. That had to have meant a lot to you.
It meant a lot. It honestly did. In London too, was really unfortunate going into freestyle. I think I broke within like, I think 20 seconds. And I didn't even know that I was up for the overall event championship that day. So so that was a bummer, but it was a great, like you said, it was a great start. And we could not have asked for a better weekend from either of us.
And obviously to debut the Marvel trucks that weekend and then be able to take Marvel 1 and 2 in racing, you know, just to start up, to kick off the event like that was pretty incredible, you know, and I was fortunate enough to get the win. And it was mind blowing, you know. It was pretty awesome to be in front of that stage, in front of that awesome crowd, and be able to take the win in Iron Man and make it happen, you know, especially on debut weekend. It was awesome. And the energy there was definitely on a whole another level compared to a lot of events we had been to already that year. And like you said, the pressure definitely felt like it was on for that weekend. And I felt like we did a great job representing.
I know expectations are high in year 2. I know you're going to do even better than you did in year 1. Coming up next, your fan questions for Brandon and Miranda. Stay right where you are. We'll be back with more Inside Monster Jam Power by Lucas Oil next. We We are back with more Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil. I am joined by Miranda Cozad and Brandon Arthur, and it's time to get to your fan questions. You can get involved in the conversation each week on Instagram at ScottJordanMJSX. The Cameron 9785 has a question for Brandon. Wants to know, what is your all-time favorite truck growing up?
I think as a kid, it was El Toro Loco. I just grew up loving it, you know, and nothing like a crazy bull to get you fired up when you go to a Monster Jam event. And then, you know, obviously turning that into being able to drive that truck internationally for the first couple stops before we came out with the Marvel trucks. It was, you know, almost like a dream come true for myself to be able to drive that truck that you've looked up growing up as a kid into, you know, and being able to hop into the seat of it was pretty awesome.
All right, Miranda, Mr. Chris Hatcher is asking, what's your favorite truck to drive? Zombie Hunter, Scooby-Doo, or Thor?
Oh, hands down, Thor. I drove Scooby. Scooby-Doo was the longest, and I mean, it was, I loved Scooby, but Thor has, it just, it fits me.
Yeah, it's the only truck with a hammer built into it as well, so you literally
right.
can
yeah.
drop the hammer. I love it. Brennan,
yeah, exactly.
Brennan.job has a question for both of you. He's asking, how has the fan reaction been for your respective Marvel trucks? How similar or different is it compared to campaigning Monster Mutt Dalmatian or El Toro Loco? So that's a great question. When you guys are at the pit party, do you notice that your lines are a little longer because you're in a Marvel truck? Do you notice that the fans are wearing more Marvel-themed apparel? How has that been for you?
I think it's a little bit different. Each place we go, these trucks, I feel like the Marvel trucks, they are new. So we have to kind of, I feel like, make our names like with them. You know, with El Toro Loco, Monster Mutt Dalmatian, Scooby-Doo, those all have, you know, have had huge followings in the past. But being Marvel trucks, I mean, people, I mean, are definitely drawn to them. I feel like our lines are, we definitely have some of the biggest lines.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest things you see, too, is a lot of Marvel apparel. You know, you see a lot of Marvel shirts out there walking around the pits, and it's pretty awesome to see. You know, it's incredible to see the fan base that Marvel has brought to Monster Jam for us, and the fans' reactions and seeing the trucks inside, you know, seeing them in person, everything. They're always so blown away about how unique all of our bodies are and everything. You know, the IPs are incredible. They did a great job, I think, with all four of them. You know, they're very unique, very different. And they definitely stand out. And I think that's one of the best parts is, you know, we're different.
Well, you can follow the international exploits of Brandon and Miranda by going to monsterjam.com. They're going to be all over the world. Guys, thank you so much for being here. I know you've had a long day, and I wish you the absolute best out there attacking the Monster Gone. And I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. And as for you folks, I'll see you right here, guess when? Next week with another all-new Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil.